The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
May I wish you a Merry Christmas?
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I'm so happy we can do that around
Merry
here, right?
Christmas,
we
Amber.
Don't have to do happy holidays. Yay.
That's right. But we can wish you other holidays too. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, we can.
Happy, what else?
Happy New Year. That's the Soviets.
New Year, yes.
What do you mean it's the Soviets?
The Soviets got rid of Christmas and celebrated only New Year's.
Oh, wow.
There are all these great New Year's comedies from the Soviet era. They're actually funny, believe it or not.
Chris's obscure knowledge that we have here. And I think he watched some of those comedies in Russian.
I did.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's always a little fishy that Chris decided to take up Russian as his major.
Yeah, I know. A little spy action going on.
Maybe.
I really missed the window on that.
Yeah, he did, actually. That was poor timing.
Dang, I feel old.
All right. But speaking about good timing, we have a very timely study out of Boston.
Boston, yes, you do. Marty West, John Fullerton, bunch of smart guys.
We love those guys.
NBER paper. Their colleagues and Marty examine the impact of the Boston teacher residency program. This has been gotten all kinds of kudos in the past years. It's a year-long mentorship for new teachers operated by Boston Public Schools and a nonprofit. They examined teacher and student data from 01, 02 to 2010, 2011. They compared BTR teachers and other novice teachers. Incidentally, BTR teachers comprise about 5% of all Boston public school teachers. They found that the BTR graduates are more racially diverse than other novices, more likely to teach math and science, more likely to remain in teaching for at least 5 years. They also compared value-added math and ELA test scores for a small subset of BTR teachers, about 50 of them. They found them no more effective than other novices in enhancing ELA achievement, less effective in math by about 9% of a standard deviation, which equates to roughly 2 months of instruction for an upper elementary school student. However, the performance gap between the two groups narrows in year two and three, and by year four and five, the BTR teachers outperform teachers with the same level of experience but nearly the same degree. The analysts in the end acknowledge the importance of BTR students catching up to their teaching peers in math, but question whether the impact of the program merits the cost, which is unfortunately not examined. Ooh, did I get that in?
You did, but I am totally confused. So wait a minute. All right, now let's be clear about these programs.
Okay.
I mean, so my understanding is somebody goes in, they get paid a salary, but they're not the teacher of record.
That's right.
But they're in a residency, so they're sort of like student teaching for the whole year?
For the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then they're what, taking grad school classes at night or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're gradually taking on more responsibility of that class.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how it's shocking that these aren't better prepared than teachers who just have one semester of student teaching?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are all these hypotheses, and one of which is the teachers don't give up the reins. And so these teachers actually never get the full responsibility of the classroom, that they continue to be sort of sheltered and protected. I mean, that's one theory that the authors threw out there. I mean, we could come up with many more. But, how much responsibility are they getting in this year? Internship.
And then it might be less responsibility than a normal student teacher would?
Perhaps.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just surprising. But they stay in longer.
They stay in longer, right. So that obviously made the program operators pretty happy about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this has been, I feel like, spun as positive results, although, again, it just seems like kind of wishy-washy. These things are really expensive, right?
I have no idea. I looked on the website page. I looked in the appendix of the study. I don't know how much this program is.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea?
Well, my sense is if you're paying people a salary, 30 or 40 K, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they're getting 30 or 40K. I could be wrong about that. I know that I read that they have to reimburse up to $10,000 if they don't finish.
Okay.
So you'd think it might be more, but I don't know. Anyway, be good to know how much they get.
Yeah. Well, from a cost effectiveness point of view, Chris, Mr. Finance Expert, I mean, how do you look at this situation?
Well, so Boston actually is home to another example that's trying to get at this kind of preparation program, which is the Match School. They take a different tack, which is that instead of having these folks shadow as teachers, they're tutors in a residential environment. So there might be, to Amber's point about the teachers not giving up control of the classroom, maybe they just haven't found the right way at preparing these folks in the classroom that will both add value that's worth their salary and get them to be better teachers. So,
I think the right answer is it's too expensive. Sounds like a lot of money. And it's interesting that the NEA just last week touted teacher residencies as a big part of their plan going forward. And we have this study coming out that I think raises some significant questions.
I'm with you.
All right. Not to be the Grinch.
Not going to object to that.
All right. Okay, Amber. So what song goes along with this?
All right. So this is by the Standells. It's a about Boston. I hope I get this right. And it's called Dirty Water.
I'm going to tell you a story.